Indian shares ended lower on Monday, as COVID-19 cases surged again and government data showed the country and number 39's retail inflation rose to a three-month high in February. The blue-chip NSE Nifty 50 index closed 0.67% lower at 14,929.50, while the benchmark S&P PBSE Sensex ended down 0.78% at 50,395.08. Both indexes fell as much as 1.90% and 1.96%, respectively, earlier in the session. India is grappling with a renewed surge in COVID-19 cases, led mainly by a jump in infections in the western state of Maharashtra. The country reported this year and number 39's biggest daily rise in cases of 26,291 on Monday. India is the third worst affected country with 11.39 million cases, behind the United States and Brazil. Government data after market hours on Friday showed annual retail inflation rose to 5.03% in February on higher fuel prices, which could challenge the central bank and number 39's accommodative stance, while core inflation was estimated in a range of 5.61% to 5.9% by four economists. Data also showed industrial output, as measured by the Index of Industrial Production, contracted 1.6% year-on-year in January. In domestic trading, financial stocks were the biggest drag. The Nifty Bank Index and the Nifty Financial Services Index shed 0.88% and 1.24%, respectively. HDFC Bank Limited was the top drag on the Nifty 50, falling 1.5%. Information technology stocks provided some support to the main indexes later in the session, helping them recoup some losses. The Nifty IT index gained 0.56%, with Tech Mahindra Limited rising 2.3% and providing the biggest boost to the Nifty 50. In its stock market debut, precision engineering solutions company Mtar Technologies Private Limited closed 88.3% above its issue price of ₹575. Global shares were trading higher, as investors bet on a faster economic recovery after a $1.9 trillion US stimulus bill was signed into law last week.